From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Monday, June 23rd. Student ID cards will soon have more resources for suicide prevention listed on them. The new state law starts in July. It mandates that middle and high schools add the number to the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline to student IDs. They'll also have the option to print QR codes that link to local mental health resources. Scott Canelli is Butte County's Behavioral Health Director.
We welcome more resource availability and awareness in the county, knowing that in this case, our youth are having some struggles with regards to depression, anxiety, and suicidal ideation.
Butte County's suicide rate is nearly 60% higher than the state average, and Canelli says more kids are having suicidal thoughts. According to state public health data, between 2021 and 2023, 10 people aged 15 through 25 died by suicide in the county. In other news, West Nile virus appears every year around this time. No cases of the mosquito-borne illness have been reported in the North State yet, but public health officials are looking out. Aaron Lumsden is with Butte County's Mosquito Abatement District.
They have no human cases, but they've detected it in birds and in mosquito samples, several counties throughout the state. A lot of the mosquitoes that are active right now are the ones that are beginning to transmit West Nile.
Birds, some mammals, and humans can all become infected. Most people who contract the disease experience only mild flu-like symptoms, like fever, fatigue, head or body aches, and sometimes a rash. More severe cases have worse symptoms, and the virus can be deadly. Last year, 13 people in California died from West Nile. You can protect yourself by not getting bitten by mosquitoes. Wear repellent and long-sleeve clothing when outside. And be sure there's no standing water on your property. Mosquitoes can breed in even a tablespoon of standing water. And as fire season ramps up, officials are urging residents with large animals to be prepared to evacuate. NSPR's Alex Stutson reports on what owners of horses and other livestock should do to keep their animals safe.
If you have large animals, it's important to have an evacuation plan in place before any wildfires start. Linda Newman is a supervisor with Butte County Animal Control. She says owners should make time to prepare how they'll safely move their animals, since loading into trailers can take time.
It's not as easy as picking up your cat and putting it in a carrier and putting it in the car. So just having that plan in place with livestock, maybe just having a smaller holding area that you can get them corralled into so that you can load them more quickly.
She recommends practicing loading ahead of time and says trailers and holding equipment should be regularly maintained. She also advises planning out multiple evacuation routes and places for your animals to stay. A go bag of livestock supplies is also important. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
Also, the future of Glenn County's only hospital is in jeopardy. Glenn Medical Center in Willows faces closure amid the end of its critical access title. That title requires a hospital to be more than a 35-mile drive on primary roads or a 15-mile drive on mountainous or secondary roads from the next nearest hospital. CalMatters reports the Federal Medicaid and Medicare agency notified Glenn Medical Center of the possible loss of its title in April, but healthcare and emergency service officials dispute the way the agency measured the distance between hospitals and says it'll make ambulance response times longer. The next closest hospital is Colusa Medical Center, which the agency places 32 miles south. The hospital needs the title to stay open through Medicare reimbursements. Its health officer says losing the hospital would be an economic and social crisis. Additionally, CAL FIRE is short-handed. The agency is recruiting for temporary firefighter positions to fill out its ranks in nearly all California counties. New hires will be assigned to fire crews and will receive training in wildland and structural fire suppression. They'll also perform equipment, trail and facilities maintenance, and brush clearing. Information is on the CAL Jobs website. The deadline is October 10th. And thousands of acres of federal land in Trinity and Siskiyou County could be sold if a new Senate reconciliation bill passes. The Reading Record Searchlight reports the legislation includes a provision that would allow over 3 million acres of public land in the West to be stripped of its protected status and sold. The land is currently managed by the U.S. Bureau of Land Management and the U.S. Forest Service. This open space includes the Trinity Alps, which could be sold to lumber companies or other buyers. The Alps are not specifically named in the bill, but it could fall under the slot of land pinpointed in the legislation. And finally, work began today on fixing a pedestrian walkway in the heart of Chico. Peterson Memorial Drive runs through Lower Bidwell Park and connects the east and west sides. The city says the pavement has deteriorated and needs replacing. The gravel parking lots will also be resurfaced and will get new signs. Construction is expected to last through the beginning of August. Peterson Memorial Drive will be closed until it's complete. And those were your headlines for Monday, June 23rd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.